This is George Lawhead of Lawrence and Dodge City. I grew up in Dodge, as did my father. My grandfather was on the first city commission. My cookbook recommendation comes with a personal note. I have a recipe in the new Kansas cookbook, Rural Roots Modern Table by Frank and Janie Carey, with beautiful illustrations by Lewis Kopp, and it's from the University Press of Kansas. I'll come back to that cookbook in a minute and why I have a Moroccan-style recipe in it. Food had always had a big effect in Dodge, and a lot of people to be fed because of the Santa Fe Depot, the buses. Through the 1950s and 60s, there were probably 20 trains a day. And there's a lot of hotel space in downtown Dodge City that doesn't have that now, but hundreds and hundreds of rooms. The Harvey House set a standard, and the women's church groups always were a feature at each community holiday or event. There were thousands of travelers, so there was a large number of cafes and restaurants and bars and grills. And of course, food has always been a very important element of the High Plains, like anywhere else, because there could be a day's journey to find stores or more food. I first started cooking on my own at University of Kansas in 1967. You know, I was lucky that my father and mom loved restaurants, so when we visited relatives in Colorado or went shopping in Wichita or drove to Garden City or Hutchinson or Salina, we always enjoyed nice meals. Because of the buses and trains, Dodge City had some unique places to eat in the 1950s. There was a very early pizza place for the Midwest called Pisano's. This was years before pizza was known in the Midwest. And there was a kosher deli. You could get great tacos. Now, of course, that's normal, but then it would be on Friday nights at the Coney Island. And a lot of the restaurants had men's names, Jack's Cafe, Steaks, and Downtown Dodge, The Little Chef, Boot Hill Grill, Western Cafe, Toot and Tellum, one of my favorite names, the Laureate Cafe serving good food. There were some other options over the years. There was a Cantonese, real sweet and red Chinese food at one of the motels. But more than that, if you wanted exotic food, you had to start learning on your own. In 1967, I went to KU and started learning to cook in the years after that when I lived on my own. And then into marriage, and in the fall of 1971, my sweet then-wife Janet read Woman's Day, and there was a recipe that was about tangines in Morocco. And that was my first taste of Moroccan food. So when I was contacted by Janie and Frank Carey for a recipe for their new Kansas cookbook, since Frank and I had started cooking together back in 1971 and had been friends since freshman year, I submitted the recipe I developed to make it easy for Kansas cooks to make Moroccan food. And basically, it's around the spicing of ginger and cinnamon and things you've got for pies and for other things. So my recipe from the new Kansas cookbook is beef short ribs, chicken, carrots, onions, all the sorts of vegetables we cook anyway, with the spices we already have. I hope you enjoyed. This is George Lawhead for High Plains Public Radio.
It's Food Friday on High Plains Public Radio. You'll find George's recipe for beef and chicken tagine, as well as book bites with recipes from other radio readers across the region. Just select Radio Readers Book Club under the Features menu at hppr.org.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written, been...